Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shirzbanz, Oloi Nishmas, Arbeak Vashom, and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Kiddushin Daf and Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis brings a story, which a very similar opening is in Nozer Daf and Tes. The Gemara says that after the Ptira of Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda told his Talmidim, Ali Kansu Talmidei Remeir Lekan. I don't want the Talmidei of Remeir to come in here. Mipnei Shekan Taronim Him. They are just here to ask questions for the purpose of questions, not to learn. And the Gemara over here brings that Tzuchus was able to sneak in, and he came and asked, can a person do Kiddushin with Kodesh Kadoshim, Kodesh Kalim? Can a person use his chelik of carbon to Mekadesh Eisha? And Rabbi Yehuda got all upset and said, when do we have Kiddushin happening in Beis HaMikdash? That's something which should not happen. Isha ba'azoro minai. So first, to understand, what is Rabbi Yehuda saying about the Talmidei of Rabbi Meir? That they are not here to learn Torah. They're here to just ask questions. What does it mean? So, as we brought him Maseches Nozer, found a sefer called Birkas Aharon, which is Kiddushin Maseches Brochas. And there in Maimer Reishu Zayin, he says the following idea. He says, usually when there is an argument between the Chachamim, you go based on the Reif. So if there is an argument, and you have eight Rabbanim that say one thing, and two say the other, the two will be Mevatel their Das to the Reif, Holchim Achei Reif, and that's the Psak Halacha. But Rabbi Meir, we know that he holds Choshishim Lemiut. Even when you have a majority, and you go with the majority, you always have to consider the minority. You can't just ignore the minority. So you mail it, the Talmidei Rabbi Meir, even when they were the mute, even when they were the minority, they still continued to hold on to their opinion. They didn't completely cancel themselves and they said, we will go with the Reif. They continued holding on to it even when they were the only minority. And that was what bothered Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, they're going to continue asking questions. They're not going to come and subject themselves to Das Torah even when there's an argument. The Yalkut Gershuni over here brings another Nekuda to explain what's really the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, specifically in our sugya. And he says an idea in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Chayus. He said he wrote him a letter. And the idea that he says is the following. The Gemara in Yuma brings a Machloikis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, if a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, do you maskin lehem isha or not? Do you appoint from another wife? Because maybe his current wife will die. And a Kohen Gadol needs to be married. Rabbi Yehuda holds, yes, he will do, he does Kiddushin. And the Gemara there goes on how exactly he does a Kiddushin to the second wife, as a Kiddushin betnai. He has a wife prepared for him just in case the first wife dies. But Rabbi Meir holds, no, you don't maskin for him another wife. And even though he doesn't have another wife, he goes with one wife only, not choshesh, that maybe his wife will die. So you mail it what? What happens if the wife of the Kohen Gadol, Taka, died in Yom Kippur? What happens then? So he brings the name of the Yerushalmi, that the Kohen Gadol has no choice but to be Mekadesh Eisha. How are you not allowed to be Mekadesh on Yom Kippur, like Shabbos? Answer is, you Mekadesh in the Azara. Because ain't shvus b'migdosh. That takana not to do kiddushin in Shabbos then derabanan. There's no shvus in Beis HaMikdosh, there's no derabanan in Beis HaMikdosh. So therefore you can mekadesh ha'isha in Beis HaMikdosh. So says the Yalkut Gershuni, the name of Yitzchak Chayus, he says, comes out according to this, that according to Rabbi Meir, we do find a scenario that will be kiddushin in Beis HaMikdosh, almost like lechatchila, that's the only way it's going to be. If the Kohen Gadol's wife died on Yom Kippurim, he must do Kiddushin in Beis HaMikdash. So in this, that's the case of our Gemara. Can it be Mekadosh Bechelka? Can a person call it Mekadosh with a carbon and Isha? And the Gemara said, Isha, what she's doing the Azara? The answer is, we talk about Yom Kippurim when the Kohen Gadol died. But Rabbi Yehuda Lishita also holds that I don't need this. This will never happen. Because Isha Achez Maskinim Lo, you prepare a wife for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippurim. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda was all upset. He said, he's giving me a scenario of somebody Mekadesh Eisha in Beis HaMikdash. That never happened and never will happen. There's no need to such a mindset. And that's why he wasn't happy with the questioning of Talmidei Rabbi Meir. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.